Good morning. It is Friday and you're with Paul Macon on Fab FM. And local businesses will rub shoulders with fashion designers from places like the Czech Republic and Uruguay when Eco Fashion Week Australia rolls into town next month. Now, tickets are available for those nightly runway shows at the Port Douglas Community Hall, and that will feature 35 international designers. And it'll be terrific. They'll feature the world's best in organic and sustainable fashion. But there are local people too. There's Aussies are in there as well, not only from the Douglas Shire, but all parts of Australia. Now, one of the designers who'll be here is Nina from Bird Tribe Wearable Art. And Nina joins me now. She's on the line. G'day, Nina.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to Fab FM. And look, welcome to this terrific Eco Fashion Week. And there's so many people participating, but you're one of them. So just let listeners know just who is Nina from Bird Tribe.
I'm a passionate nature lover. I love design and I love comfortable, breathable clothing for the tropics mostly. I'm really into natural fibre and natural dyes. That's my main passion.
So where did you start out in your career? Did you start out in eco fashion or did you go into some other industry before this?
I started dyeing with natural dyes when I was 17. I didn't focus on that specifically. I actually ended up going to uni and I did an environmental science degree. And then I worked with Aboriginal people for 16 years, 9 Aboriginal tribes represented by Gerrigan Aboriginal Corporation. So I ran art projects and I ran environment projects, native plant nurseries and revegetation programs. And then I did that for so long, I thought, when do I get to be an artist? My job and I've been doing this full-time for 3 years now.
That's fantastic. But you would have been influenced greatly by the Aboriginal people, I would suggest.
Oh, of course. Their intimate knowledge of the natural environment is definitely inspiring. I've learnt so much from them. I feel so blessed to have learnt about nature to such an intimate degree. They know it so well, and the environment's so interconnected. And I learnt a lot about the use of plants as well. Although the Aboriginal people I worked with didn't use natural dyes from plants, they used ochre to decorate their objects. I learnt a lot about plant medicine and folklore, basically. Yeah.
Well, all the ladies will be interested in what you're going to be presenting. So tell us, what are your presentation items and contribution to Eco Fashion Week?
I'll be presenting 8 garments that are unnatural fibres and dyed with native plants and also plants from Mexico. I did an artist residency in Mexico last year, so I spent a month learning with master dyers in Mexico, and so I've produced a number of colours that are incredibly bright, such as hot pinks, yellows, blues, greens, that I learnt from the master dyers in Mexico, but I mostly use Australian native plant dyes. So my range will feature both.
Wow. Well, pink's my favourite colour, so I can't wait for the pink one.
Great. Well, it's hot pink.
the hotter the better.
Oh, great. You're going to love it.
All right, but because this is radio, just describe those particular items for us. Are they tops? Are they bottoms?
I'm going to be presenting a number of gowns, a number of robes, and a number of capes. So I've got those main 3 garment types, and they are. I use the eco print method, which is a method created by India Flint, and it involves printing the images of plants onto the fabric, and the through a process of heat, the plants release their dye onto the fabric.
Oh, wow. That is sounding fantastic. We're talking to Nina from Bird Tribe, and she's going to be one of the wonderful artists and fashionistas to take part in our Eco Fashion Week, which we can't wait to cover. Nina, who do you think will be the people who will mostly want your particular garments? Are you aiming it at a certain demographic?
Look, I think it's becoming it's becoming more conscious in people's minds now where their clothes come from. This idea of fast fashion, where things are made in factories by people who are basically slaves, and that fashion cycle's just going so quickly that we're just throwing out so much fashion into landfill. And I think that's becoming more in people's minds now. So I think people are starting to think about more where their clothes have come from. And I'm offering something that's handmade and dyed, like natural fibres and also natural dyes. So I think it's probably aimed at people who are actually conscious about that and also care about the environment and care about where their clothes come from.
And do you think those people who might buy your garments, where would they wear them to, do you think?
I've done wedding dresses I do everything from kind of casual wear. I have a market stall, so I sell the cheaper kind of everyday wear through that to the more exclusive gala kind of outfits and weddings. So, yeah, I've got something for everybody.
Sounds really, really good. Well, look, we can't wait to meet you, and I'm certainly waiting to see that hot pink number.
Oh, great. You will love it. It will blow your mind.
No, look, I love hot pink.
It blew mine.
Did it really?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I've never seen a colour like it.
Oh, that's terrific. Can't wait. Okay, so Eco Fashion Week. And just finally, I guess the question, what does Eco Fashion Week mean to you, do you think?
I feel like very lucky to have been invited to this event. I think it's the way of the future. And I think, it's a great acknowledgement of my work and to be up with international and local eco fashion designers. Look, I think it's an amazing opportunity for people to look at where their clothing comes from and to become more conscious of that. Mm. So I think that's really important, and I think it's only going to get bigger.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're so much into this in this part of the world, in the Douglas Shire. We have around about 23 eco-certified tourism operators in this area.
Fantastic.
Yeah, lots of the resorts now are just getting rid of those plastic straws. They're looking at ways to be environmentally friendly and be sustainable, which we support here at FabFM because we promote tourism and the precious environment. So this fits in beautifully with what we're doing.
Yeah. That's our major draw card, isn't it? Our beautiful environment.
Absolutely. And we should.
So we need to protect it.
We do. Look, there's one thing, you know, they say that things are not like they used to be in the old days, but in the old days we chucked stuff away, we treated the environment with disdain, and now, of course, these days we know how to respect the environment. You've got all the information in front of you. I always say to people, there's no excuse now for throwing litter away, throwing anything away into landfill, because you have the education, you know what to do, and there's no bloody excuse for it as far as I'm concerned.
True, that's very true.
So, okay, how do people find you? You have a website?
I have a Facebook page and an Etsy shop. So
right.
My Facebook page is Bird Tribe Wearable Art, and my shop on Etsy is Bird Tribe.
Good on you, Nina. Nina,
okay.
Bird Tribe, it is such a wonderful thing that she's doing. We look forward to seeing her at Eco Fashion Week. Nina, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.